Residents in Berkshire County's largest community have begun to receive documents on how to vote by mail in the state and federal elections in September and November. WAMC spoke with Pittsfield, Massachusetts City Clerk Michelle Benjamin about the mail-in voting process amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
They probably should have already received from the state an official 2020 vote-by-mail application. And if they open it up, it's in three parts. In the bottom part, you actually break apart, you sign the ballot, you sign the application and mail it in to request a ballot to vote from home. And you can request for the September election only, the November election only, or both elections. And if people are not registered in a party, they need to choose the primary ballot that they want for September, either Democrat, Republican, Green, Rainbow, or Libertarian.
So what is this like for your office? This is pretty unorthodox given the normal nature in which elections are carried out. What does it mean for Pittsfield?
It means we're going to be very busy here in the office as we normally are, but even more so with all the extra applications by mail and ballots by mail. But what we're going to be doing is we're going to have a central tabulation facility here in City Hall, and we will be, instead of sending all the absentee and early voting ballots to the polls on Election Day for the wardens to then run in there amongst everything else that they're doing. So we will be processing the ballots here. And I have former staff coming in. I have a retired city clerk coming in. And we will have some election workers coming in just to help us process and keep up with all the requests and mailings going out.
At this point, as far as in-person voting, obviously the pandemic is a constantly evolving situation, but do you expect there to actually be in-person voting? Let's start with just in September for the primary.
We will be having in-person voting on Election Day on September 1st at all of the 14 precincts throughout the city. And we will have early voting in person starting August 22nd. Running through August 28th. So it's Saturday to Friday.
Is the city offering any guidance at this point about recommending mail-in voting over in-person voting given public health concerns?
We are not offering any guidance, but I think most of our voters will use their common sense, and if they feel unsafe, the best place to vote would be in their home. And they can do that by mailing in the application that the state sent them.
There have been concerns expressed about the fear of mail-in voting having greater opportunity for voter fraud. Is that something that your office shares?
We are not worried about voter fraud today, tomorrow, next year, or last year. We run a tight ship, and everyone who mails us back a ballot, their vote is counted.